What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
This is episode 64. Yeah, that's what I thought. And he was episode 30...
Like 3 or something like 2? That? 32, yeah. In the 30s.
Did we
somewhere.
Go? He was episode 32, and then he's episode 64. We went like a full another 32 episodes and got him on. That's crazy.
Welcome back to the pod.
RBJ.
Yeah, we got RBJ in the building.
Now, this is their first time seeing him on our podcast.
Yeah.
Because we lost the footage last time. But we knew we had to get him back on, especially because of that. But, yeah, how you feeling, Brody?
Straight as hell.
Yeah, I feel you.
How y'all been, man?
You've been grinding this year.
For sure.
2024 has been a big year for RBJ.
For sure.
In fact, when we did the 50th? Yeah, the 50th. We were talking about like who's been doing their thing in 2024 and stuff. And I said, honestly, there are two people that I always see promote themselves from here. It's Frank and it's RBJ. Those are the two I always see on my social media.
He does be putting in the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You be doing cover arts too.
Yeah. Yeah. I still do.
Do you?
This should be getting irritating sometimes.
Oh, no, I feel you.
Lie.
Yeah.
What's new, man?
Shit,
been a minute.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been in, like, a little promo bag, trying to get my, fans up and shit. I ain't really been recording no shit new for real.
Yeah.
But you have something coming. Or did you just drop
he
something?
He just dropped.
Yeah, you just dropped.
I dropped a tape called Let Me Vent To You. It got taken down, but that bitch coming back up on the 25th.
Okay.
And I dropped it. EP just a minute ago. That bitch back up to his car, RBJ.
Why'd that go down?
Beat situation. Mm. Had to clear that
classic.
Shit.
Yeah. Classic.
Zendum ran into that a couple weeks ago. Yeah. With the EP though, you used us in one of the snippets.
Oh yeah.
He used our audio.
All I was doing in class was just writing music.
Yeah.
All
right.
So I wasn't paying attention to shit.
Yeah.
So
homie said this shit's plan A. He said it was going
man,
on.
Man. I stopped giving a fuck. Nightmares inside of your sleeping in my head, ma. I'm right. Party for the bad
times. Okay, K. I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that.
Yeah.
What made you want to put that in there?
Because of the, just what I see it.
Yeah.
You know, like, about the grinding in music and, like, the reason I dropped out is because of music.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
Remind me, how old are you again?
22.
22, okay.
Right below us.
Okay.
With the snippet and stuff, I was thinking about this, like, that's so smart. I don't know if anyone's used one of our
from the pod?
Chance. That's the only one.
I think Kuz has as well.
Has Kuz?
Yeah, I think so.
Chance used, I remember he used Erica's episode for one of his albums. And then you said Kuz.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was a really smart idea. And I think it's cool because it was just like, oh,
that's us. A little shout
out. We got a little tag.
I be trying to think outside the box, like, different shit to do.
Yeah.
I mean, your music is very different. Like, you got the way you... How do I want to put this? The way you, like, enunciate, the way your voice gets high and the way you can go low and stuff is crazy. I've never heard anything
He projects it in, like, certain pockets.
Yeah, it's insane.
Recently, though, because I've been in a lot of music reviews, like, on TikTok or YouTube and shit. It'd be a few niggas that be like, he rap too loud or he too loud. I'd just be like, or they compare me to, like, it'd be the same people they compare me to. It'd be like Polo G.
I was about to say Polo G.
I'd be like, bro, that shit don't even make sense.
I see it. Definitely, like, the first couple times I heard you, I definitely heard Polo G.
Yeah,
but
I can hear it a little bit.
You have changed a lot. It's not the style of your rap. It's more like you can hear it in your voice. Like, you guys got, like, I kind of hear him in your voice. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I also think he's grown away from it a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Obviously, with more experience, that's going to come,
Facts.
Too. I know this isn't really music related, but I want to talk about the Lions. Are you a Lions fan? Or are you a football fan?
Not for real, but I have kept up a little bit this season, and I did watch that game.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, like, we are – how many days?
It was 2?
Sunday. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 2. It was that Saturday from when the Lions lost to the Commanders. And it broke an entire city's heart, like, collectively together.
Man, lost the Lions and TikTok in the same day.
And as of 45 minutes ago, the Lions lost their offensive coordinator. Ben Johnson signs with the Chicago Bears.
Way here, I was like, damn.
Broke my heart. Broke my heart. But, hey, still got Dan Campbell. Still got Jahmyr Gibbs.
We still got the guys. But
we still got St. Brown. Like, we still got our guys.
That's a tough loss.
And then I ain't going to lie, though. It hurt me, too, because Lamar lost.
Oh, yeah, true. I mean,
you're a Ravens fan or just a Lamar fan?
I'm a Lamar guy.
Yeah.
He's a dog.
I kind of want to see him win a chip.
Did you see how they lost, though?
Yeah, bro. Bro, so.
Mark Andrews.
I love Mark Andrews,
ain't that they tight end?
Yeah.
That nigga so, bro.
He's a monster, too. That's what sucks.
And then I see people try to blame Lamar. I'm like, bro, if bro would have just caught the ball.
All right, they still would have had to go to overtime and then still win that game. Yeah. But, like, either way.
Lamar, but that's what sucks.
Would have been a better.
That bitch, though.
Like, Mark Andrews, for those that don't know, since he's been in the league, he's probably been a top 10 tight end.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what he's going to be remembered for now, is dropping that ball.
Not even that, though. I think it was, like, the drive before that, he fumbled the ball.
Yeah. Ooh, so he just had a rough game altogether.
Hell yeah, bro.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't watched any other playoff football after the Lions lost.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, nope, I'm good.
No, so I had a Mark Andrews on my Dynasty football team. Mm-hmm. Ended up trading him away or whatever. And obviously, Dynasty is like you roll over with the same squad the next year. Like, and I ended up picking up Isaiah Likely off the waivers just because I was like, oh, he's young. He'll be Mark Andrews' replacement.
Where's he at?
He's Baltimore.
Yeah.
And when I saw Mark Andrews drop that, well, Likely got the touchdown mm-hmm. before that. Mm-hmm. And then Mark Andrews dropped it. I texted my buddy, the one that I was talking to about Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews and whatnot. I go, that was Mark Andrews' last play as a Raven or, like, of his career, just, like, being sarcastic. And then I was like, it's time for my guy Likely to step up and be the tight end number one.
It might be. Like, that's what kind of sucks. Low-key, back to the Lions. Like, I know we're saying on football, but back to the Lions. I had a conversation, like, with my family after we lost. And I was just sitting there, and it was really hard for me not to put the blame on somebody that lost us the game.
Who? Goff?
I'm going to be honest. I think 3 interceptions and a fumble. Like that.
Well,
doesn't...
I thought he only had 2 interceptions. Then J-Mo, and then J-Mo threw the one. All right, what were we thinking with the J-Mo play call, dude? Like, come on.
Damn.
I seen that shit. I was like, yeah, they selling.
But the thing is like that's our – I just don't get in that scenario. Like, it worked earlier when they gave J-Mo that run and he ran it all the way back and scored. Like, that was dope. But, yeah. Like, why are we having him throw the ball?
My thing is, you see St. Brown triple covered.
Yeah.
And leave it to J-Mo to still throw it when he could have just ran that ball or either got out of bounds, whatever. Like, to throw that, I'm sitting there, I was watching, I'm just like, what are we doing right now? Like, I understand the trick plays, we've been doing it all year and they work and whatnot, but, like, dude, I was so heated when I saw Jameson Williams going to throw a pass.
Same old Lions.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, we got the Pistons now, though. They're cold.
Yeah, Pistons are on the up and coming right now.
So are the Wings, and low-key, so are the Tigers.
Yeah.
Tigers had a good year.
I mean, before we got on camera, you guys were talking a little bit about it. When I was in the bathroom, I heard you guys saying some stuff, but I know he's a big wrestling guy, big wrestling fan, so the WWE on Netflix, how do we feel about that? Wait, real quick, how is it live on Netflix compared to, say, the Paul and Tyson fight? Because remember how the streaming was, like, terrible for that?
Yeah.
How have they corrected the bugs or, like, fixed that problem? Like, is it better?
Well, I heard the main reason for that is because, like, it was too many people in that business. Right. Like, it was, like, 60 million.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that much WWE.
For Raw? Yeah.
Also, the Tyson, I think that was, like, their second event Netflix had done live. Like that?
Yeah. I think that was the first.
Yeah, that was the first.
Well, they had that food eating contest with Joey Chestnut and, like, his rival.
Oh, okay.
They did that, like, a month before.
Nathan's hot dog eating contest or whatever.
Well, he got banned from that. So then Netflix paid him, like, a shit ton of money to do their own thing on Netflix.
When you're too good at eating hot dogs, you're like, yeah, you can't come back here.
So after Tyson was horrible. That was so – it was not the – I'm not talking about the fight. The fight was bad. But, like, the streaming was terrible. And I was going into Raw being like, this is going to be the exact same way. And it was fine. It was just like watching it on USA on cable rather than on Netflix. Only difference is they're going to Netflix it. Like, it's going to be a lot more like cinematic backstage. They're, if you have captions on and the wrestlers say something in the ring, you could, the captions show up.
Oh, really?
Like what they're saying. So, they're making it a lot more real, I guess.
Yeah.
So they can get away with a lot more on Netflix, you think, like compared to just normal?
They can cuss on Netflix.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you think they can get away with a lot more and, like, do a lot more than they would be able to for, like, the average, like, just cable stream?
Well, I also heard that a big reason that, like, for example, like, if DX did something stupid back in the day, Vince would get pissed at them, even though it was funny and entertaining because the sponsorships were pissed.
Right.
Right.
When you're on Netflix, I don't give a fuck what the sponsors say. It doesn't matter. Like, Netflix is already paying.
The sponsor.
We already got the money. Like, we're already here.
Yeah.
And WWE has sponsors on their on the mat now. Like, they
that
got
shit trash, bro.
Yeah, so really? Wait, so it's like the UFC, how they have, like, the...
So dumb.
What?
So stupid.
And it's, bro, it's the mat is black.
Yeah.
And then it's all these logos, big ass Fortnite logo on them. That shit.
There's a Fortnite logo.
Yeah, bro,
like, I don't keep up with it too much. Yeah. So, like,
Prime.
I'm curious to hear what you guys have
said. I just had got used to the Prime logo, but.
Yeah, they have the big ass Prime logo in the middle.
So there's just the Fortnite bus just right in the middle
of
the ring.
Fortnite, Slim Jims.
Yeah, that shit looks so
like,
ass.
Like, G4
bro.
Energy or whatever it's called.
And you said they made the mat black.
Yeah,
so,
like, it's not a white mat anymore.
So, like, if someone's bleeding, you can't even really, like, see it on the mat or nothing?
And then on SmackDown, they made the matte blue, bro.
Yeah. They're doing some weird shit. He's trying to...
They don't
to...
got no logos on it, but it's just blue. Yeah. Like,
did they used to do that back in the day
they
with, like, WWF?
They used to do the ropes blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, before SmackDown was even a thing. Didn't they have, like, a light blue matte for the ring?
Way back.
Yeah.
Like
when
like
they first
Hogan.
Got started, yeah.
Like yeah. Like, Bruno Sammartino, I think it was, like, a light blue, like, the ring.
Do you think that...
It could be something back to that. No,
well, I was going to say, do you think that does anything with the viewership? Like, do you think they're trying to, like, put out the strategy of, oh, if we change this, it might bring in more viewers?
I think that
it's almost like the NBA in-season tournament, how they, like, change the courts and whatnot.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it's different because NBA, I think they're just doing that so they have something else. Like, it's like, oh, look, cool, colorful court. Oh, look at these pink jerseys. They're cool.
Right,
like, I think they're just doing something different every year. WWE, I think they're trying to really separate SmackDown on USA and Raw on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
They want them to have completely different looks. So, like, with SmackDown, for an example, originally – on the first week of Raw, Joe Testa, how do you say his name? Tessitore?
Tessitore, I think.
He's a ESPN guy. They became a commentator at WB. He was on the first Raw, and they had somebody else with him, and they already moved him to SmackDown and put Michael Cole on Raw.
Okay.
So I think there's...
Michael Cole's still around?
Yeah.
Legend.
He's like, like, you remember how we looked at Jim Ross?
Yeah.
That's how we look at Michael Cole now. Like,
okay,
he's like,
okay.
He's been around for like 30 years.
It has been a while.
He started off as just a guy like backstage doing interviews, and now he's like the voice of the WWE.
That's sweet.
It's wild.
Yeah, good for Michael Cole, man. Shout out to Michael Cole.
Shout out Michael Cole. All the coal miners. That was the name of his fan club when he was a wrestler.
Oh, he used to be a wrestler?
No, it was like a stupid storyline.
It was a storyline. That shit was
ass. It was so bad. It was so bad. They turned him heel. Okay, so if you look at the history of wrestling, when there's announcers, there's always one good one and then one bad one. One that will support the bad guys.
There's always the main guy on like on a broadcast channel. Like, you got to think like a radio station.
Yeah,
like there's always the main guy.
Yeah, and that would
any
be like that
TV
would be
show
like,
entertainment. There's always the one person that's like the main.
That would have been like Jim Ross, for example.
Okay.
So Jim Ross, when he was around, he was the good guy. Like, oh, screw Triple H. Oh, send him, you remember?
Yeah.
And then Jerry the King Lawler was the one being like, oh, Triple H, he's the best. He's the, you know, like he supported the bad guy. So as they switched and it became Michael Cole and Jerry the King Lawler, Jerry the King Lawler was like old and loved and a legend and beloved. So they made Michael Cole that bad guy. And it was, he did a good job. Mm. It was easy to fucking hate him. And it was during when they had, like, that anonymous Raw general manager, and he would go up and read the computer. Oh, he was a dick. And then, like, now as it's going, now you have these younger guys like Corey Graves, who's actually very pissed at WWE right now.
I've seen that.
He's, like, became, like, the mean commentator. Oh, I actually think he could have done that. And Michael Cole's like, what in that? Like, he's became the good guy.
Yeah.
So it's so weird. It's, like, in wrestling, I guess in everything, there's always a bad guy and there's always a good guy.
Right.
Like Cena said it years ago when LeBron went back to Cleveland. And he was like, LeBron was a good guy in Cleveland. And then he went to Miami and became the bad guy. And then he went back to Cleveland. He's a good guy again. And the NBA is like, oh, no, what do? We got to make a new bad guy. Kevin Durant to the Warriors.
Right.
You know, like
right.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, bro.
Heels and baby faces, man. I could talk about wrestling forever.
Well, no, I'm actually curious because you said John Cena's on his Kobe Bryant farewell tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So give me a little rundown on that. Or, like, what's, like, the biggest changes you guys have noticed, like, in the actual production side of things now that it's moved to Netflix? Because I'm curious about it. I used to be a WWE fan, but, like, I don't keep up with it at all.
It's way better.
Is it?
It's a lot way more. It seems better. More interactive to me. Like, they show celebrities in the crowd. They show, like, there's not really commercials. There's, like, interviews in between matches okay. and stuff like that or promos.
Yeah, and the only thing is they just don't got the star power as, like, back then. Like
yeah.
Like they don't have as many, like, big names.
Yeah, like, it was back then, it was, like, Batista, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, all them. Like,
yeah, you had some name. Like, now it's, yeah. like.
People are trying to make. They're trying to find that name of, like, who's the next yeah, guy. Yeah, right.
I think there's only, like. Because, like, you can't count, like, Cena, because he was back then. Right. Punk was back then. Randy was back then.
Right.
So, like, the only guys that I look at that are really, like, there.
Is Roman, Seth, and Cody, for real.
100%. Those are the only three that I can see the argument. Jey Uso did get
Roman, Seth Rollins, and Cody Rhodes. Wow.
Those are the only three.
Some names that I haven't heard in a while. Either.
I mean, it's just Cody was back then, too, though.
Yeah, but he ain't.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't anything. Yeah. Do you know that story?
Huh.
Cody Rhodes?
I think so. I think we talked about it on another pod.
He was like.
It was spooky, I think.
He was just like on like television as Dusty's kid, like wrestling and stuff. Yeah. And then his brother Goldust played Goldust, and like Goldust was very, what's the way of saying this and not being canceled? He was very feminine?
Yeah, overly feminine.
Fruity, I guess? Yeah, okay. Like he would like touch the butt of the guys wrestling and stuff. It was okay. like a part of the gimmick.
Yeah.
So later on, like 15 years after he first got the gimmick, they had like Cody go crazy, and he dressed up like Goldust, but his name was Stardust. And they did, like, a whole creepy tag team. And Cody's like, this sucks. Like, real life, Cody. So he's like, I want out. Like, let me out of my contract. And yeah. they let him out. And he went on the independents. And, like, he put out a list of all the biggest independent wrestlers they wanted to fight. And he was like, I'm going to check everybody off. And he did. And he became, like, one of the biggest wrestling stars in the world without WWE.
Wow.
And then he goes to, he helps build AEW, makes that a company. Does the whole AEW thing, decides to leave because his goal was to be WB champ because his dad was never champ. Mm-hmm. So he goes back to WWE and it's like Luke freaking coming home. And so that's what they like the first Mania, the second Mania, and then him finally winning it. They yeah. say it's like Luke Skywalker because he won, lost one, won like New Hope,
yeah.
lost when he gets his arm cut off, and then he finally beats Vader. It was cool. They really did a good job this year of like. Over the last, like, year and a half of really storytelling.
Yeah.
For a while, it was very, okay, we need a storyline, pay-per-views in 4 weeks, we need it done by then. Now it's really, like,
more thought out and methodical.
We're gonna drag this out. Wait.
Strategic.
Wait, yeah. It's so good.
How you feel about Logan Paul in there?
He fired, though. I ain't gonna lie, bro. He fired, like, I didn't think he was gonna be...
That good or like
yeah like his
did you know he was that like that athletic
no hell no
it's so, like his in-ring, so crazy
his in-ring is just as good as the top niggas for real
he's just like he's a freak just how athletic
dude,
he
I
is.
Feel like if I was in the entertainment industry for WWE or like the media space of it I feel like it would be so hard for me to just keep a straight face in the middle of like my interviews like I don't know like just
God,
knowing
yeah.
all the stuff that's going on behind the scenes like yeah, I would yeah. just try so hard not to laugh I
oh,
feel like
oh yeah you see it there's...
you gotta be so serious in that role
you know the Usos
I think so I know that yeah I know the name I couldn't put a face to it
so
though.
He's they're Roman Reigns' cousin
okay
like real life so they did a whole storyline called where it was about their group called the Bloodline it was like a bunch of members of their family
mm-hmm.
out of nowhere this white guy with red hair named Sami Zayn just like started like being like a fanboy of them, like following him around. And slowly and surely, like the bloodline like broke down and started to like him. And then eventually they're in a fight because Jay, one of the brothers, doesn't like Sammy. And he says something that he shouldn't. Roman gets pissed. And then Sammy's like, Jay's just not feeling very Usy right now. Instead of like Usa, you know? Yeah. And they all, like Jay even, who's supposed to be dead serious, they're all cracking up laughing in the ring, like in the middle of a promo. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. They would always, oh, so funny. So, yeah, I mean, they seem okay with it. Like, I don't think you would get in trouble if you did break.
Yeah.
You got to have, I think you got to probably have a name for sure. Name, yeah. Like, everybody slide with that.
Mm-hmm. Everyone and loves
it. I was going to say, you, like, it all depends. If you say you don't have the name, you got to be like kind of innovative, like off the top of your head, and be able to improvise like that to like, what's the word I'm looking for, to like make up for what the, I guess, the mistake that you made.
Yeah, like you tripped over, like you catch yourself. You just
how you recover? How you? Yeah.
Like you trip over your own foot, just start running. Yeah. Like just like you, I did that on purpose, you know, right. Like kind of thing. Man.
That was a long wrestling tangent.
They always go long. That's why I said, like, I could talk about this all day.
Nah, that shit fire, though.
Nah, for real. Cena's going to be dope. I remember that's how that question started.
When do they come to Detroit?
I'm hope. I don't think
I might have to go catch John Cena's last one in Detroit. I might have to be honest.
Like last year, SummerSlam? I missed that bitch.
I was there. I was there.
Oh, shit.
I'm a hat. Nah, if John Cena's pulling up to either Grand Rapids or here, I might have to go.
I'm going to that bitch. I ain't going to lie.
They do, like, a holiday tour, like during Christmas and stuff, like live events, and they did one here. Cena wasn't in it. Coos actually went. Like Cody was there, and like they had some of the big name guys were there, but like not everyone goes. I'm hoping, because they usually don't drop like the Raw and SmackDown schedule like all year right off rip. So I'm hoping eventually there'll be like a Raw or something, you know?
Yeah, I'd be down to go if you guys want to pull up.
Fucking Cleveland? Like I would go to like me and my cousin went to AEW a couple years ago like in Cleveland. And we drove for like 3 hours.
Yeah, that's not, that wouldn't be bad. Damn. It's no different than driving to like Grand Rapids to go watch a WWE event.
Yeah.
So they like, do them at a Van Andel sometimes.
If it's anywhere near, I'm down. That would just, it's just, you have to. It's like going to see LeBron play basketball one more time. Essentially, it's John Cena.
Yeah.
You
saw Kobe's last game in Detroit.
For real?
Damn. Yeah, and when he's on his farewell tour.
I got to see that Kobe. Was sweet. I got to see. I was there when he hit that the buzzer beater and the mask he against us. We ended up winning that game, but I was there for that.
The game I went to, he played like 8 minutes and then went to the locker room at halftime and never came back. He just made his appearance real quick, got his
It was his last game
in Detroit.
The Palace? Yeah.
Was it the Palace?
Yeah, he was. They weren't.
It wasn't Little Caesars yet, was it? Yet. Yeah, it had to be the Palace then.
My aunt, we're all sitting at my grandma's watching. It had came on TV, and you see Kobe like waving to the screen, like waving to the crowd. And my aunt goes, "You know, you never heard anything bad about him." And I went, "Kobe Bryant?" I'm like, "We're talking about the same person, right?" And she goes, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Well, like I don't know if I would say. I mean, he had a." case like a couple years ago, and it was pretty heavily news. Like, I don't know. I don't think I'm not to say that he did that. I don't think he did. I think he probably hooked up with the girl, and then the girl tried to claim shit.
Right.
So that's probably what happened.
Right.
But it was just funny how my aunt was just like, you know, that the good old Kobe Bryant, you know. And I was just like, really? All right.
Are you big on basketball?
Nah, not. Not for real.
Like, no.
What's your go-to? Like, if you,
I fuck with a couple of players though.
Ah, type shit. Like who?
Like I fuck with Ja Morant.
Ja.
That's tough.
Sweet. I seen that dunk on Wimby.
Oh my!
The one that didn't count. That was that was crazy.
The picture was even crazier than the dunk because he's like that, and Wemby's like over the top. It's insane.
Yeah.
I don't even care if it don't count. Like it's the fact that he did it, and now we know he can do it.
Oh.
Yeah, because they were saying, oh, when's he going to get his body on Wemby or whatever? Like, as soon as Wemby got drafted, like, that was, like, a debate and, like, a talk. Like, oh, Ja's got to dunk on him. Like,
I'm pissed he can't dunk on Edie because Edie's his freaking teammate. That would have been Zach nasty, Edie's too. Did you see his dunk on Wemby?
Mm-mm.
Ooh. Yeah, no.
Zach Edey?
Yeah, backed him up. Like,
oh, man, wait, no. I know what you're talking about. Like, Shaq?
Looked like prime Shaq. I was like, that's crazy. Yeah,
so if you're not into like football and basketball, like when you're on your free time, like outside of music, what's your like go to like
to watch?
Just either watch, just like what are your hobbies? Just outside of music.
Shit, bro. I ain't shit. Dude, I be on the games. Shit.
What you be playing?
I be writing.
I be writing music. Be on the game type and shit.
What games you be playing?
I be on Madden. I've been on Madden a lot. I play 2K here and there.
Type shit. So you play in those games still, even though you don't want. Yeah, I feel you.
On Madden, what's your like go-to game mode? You playing like an ultimate team
franchise?
Or franchise is that where you're the like you're because on franchise, don't you get a few different options? You can either be the coach, a player, or you can create your own player, or like
coach, player, owner,
coach, player, owner. And then on the player, you can either choose like a real life player or create your own player, right? So you should be creating your own player.
I didn't know that was a thing. Is that dead ass? You could, I could like
go player
be,
lock.
I could go be like Jameson Williams and just like I could go to another team and still be like that's wild. I didn't know you could still do that. 2K used to have something like that.
Just player lock.
Oh, that's dope.
2K, you can still do it.
You can do player lock, but like if I'm doing my GM like as the Pistons and I player lock Cade and I'll play as Cade, I get that. But when I go back, like, after a game and I'm, like, looking at the schedule, it's not as Cade Cunningham. Like, I can still make trades.
Right, yeah.
You can do that shit on 2K, though, still.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. Now I get what you're saying. All right, bet. Yeah, that's still dope that they have that.
Yeah, that should be fun sometimes.
I got a running back right now, and I got drafted by the fucking Cowboys, which sucks.
Shit.
Oh, wait, and you can't pick your team? Or do they give you the option you can pick your team? I haven't bought a Madden in so long.
You can pick your team, but for me, being a sports fan, I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, I just
like,
want to see where I get.
I'm not going to pick the Lions.
Yeah, I'm
go behind Montgomery and Gibbs. I'm never going to play.
You don't turn on the instant starter?
Nah, fuck that. Cowboys, I was.
I'd be trying to have a real experience type shit.
Yeah, like work your way up.
I was so mad. Still got Mike McCarthy. Right now, we're 1-4 the year after winning a Super Bowl. I'm so mad. Dax hurt. I got some backup I've never heard of right now, and I have to keep running. 3 yards.
Yeah, what, Cooper Rush?
No, bro, it was last season whenever Dak would go down, Cooper Rush would come in. But now it's some dude like Branton or something like that. I have no idea. Yeah. Never seen this kid before. Mm. Like, didn't recognize him from college, nothing.
You buy college football? Yeah. You play college football?
That's how I got the running back.
Oh, you imported him from college football. Yeah, because they did that. They did that deal where you could get both games for, like,
well,
was
I think
like
it
buy one, get one half off or something, pretty much.
I think it would have been like that even if they didn't do that, because it was they're both EA. I think there was like it would have been a way. I also heard rumors that EA and 2K are in talks
working
for
on
college
basketball.
Yep.
I saw that. That'd be
lit. Oh, my goodness. Especially
I
if they get
it. Bro. They got to make another fight night.
Another fight night?
Yeah, that's what's
really
going to
do it. That would be
they
tough.
They tried to make this a game called Undisputed.
It was mid as fuck.
Yeah, that's, niggas don't like that.
Bitch. How are the? Do you guys play the new UFCs?
I
heard the WWEs are fun.
Very.
The 2Ks.
They have
24 was boring as hell, bro.
Really?
I mean, like
they seem to get better. Like the storyline of like the superstar.
I wish
mode or whatever.
For me, being a fan like how I am, I want to be like they have a universe mode where you can book the matches, put guys on rosters. I want that to be way easier. It takes way long to get everything set up. And
for
like
for real.
Yeah. And like I wish you could like pick storylines. Like I could be like, oh, this is the reason they're breaking up as a tag team. Because they used to have that on the old WB games. Like you could hire writers and they would give you storylines and you can start rivalries with those storylines.
Draft and everything.
They were doing they had the GM mode on the new game, but they put so many restrictions on it. You can only draft like 8 guys and still have enough money to be comfortable. Like it's like it's so dumb. If they did it like more combined with the universe mode and made it more of like a sandbox type of feel.
On those, can you make your own belts?
Yeah.
You can? Like you can like create your own belt.
You can make your own show, arena.
Yeah.
What?
Moveset.
I was going to say, because like when I was playing WWE back in the day on like the 360, like the 2009, like, you know, those ones, the 2010 or whatever they were. I remember you could make your own belt. What year was it you could make your own belt? They got rid of it at some point.
I remember the old SmackDown versus Raw games.
Yeah,
you could for like a couple of those.
Yeah, I always thought
that was
cool.
They still have it, though. Like,
yeah, you can make your own belt for sure.
And what's cool about now is they got community creations where you can like
share.
Yeah. Like Jeff Hardy's not in the game. I can go find a good Jeff Hardy
a scan
with his
or whatever,
moveset.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that. And
that's
they
sweet.
Do the same for... Like, if I wanted...
It's no different than, like, Charles Barkley on 2K, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, if I wanted to go... If I wanted to do an AEW universe, and I could go download all the AEW guys, I could download all their belts, I could download all their shows, all their pay-per-views, have
that's
all
sweet.
The arenas.
But
like, they have...
That should be fucking up, though. It seems like the more shit you download, the more the game
slower,
fucker.
Really?
It's slower. AEW starting to go down. Like, the last couple games, I would always get all the AEW guys, because I love Punk, and I like Jericho, and the Hardys, and all that. This year, I really did not care. The only guys I downloaded were like Jacob Fatu and Tamatanga. Those were the only two.
Y'all run the UFC? Mm-hmm. I almost said 2FC.
Yeah, UFC.
I was going to say 2K.
Yeah. It's 5 right now, right? Yeah, 5 is the newest
six,
one.
6, right?
I don't think there's 6.
It's not a 6 out yet?
I think it's either 4 or 5. It's just out.
This one, I forgot.
Yeah, but speaking of UFC, I don't mean to get off video games. We can go right back to this. I saw a video today.
Well, I know exactly what you're about to say. Is it Kyle?
Yeah,
Nelk
hold
Boys?
On. Yeah. Kyle from Full Send, the Nelk Boys. He was in a van going to the inauguration of Trump, because that was today. And they're right. He turns his camera around, and Logan and Jake Paul are sitting there. And sitting behind them is their mom and Conor McGregor. And Conor and Logan like hate each other and are about to fight. And they're like giggling.
I'll pull it up.
All right, we got an interesting bus ride to the inauguration here. couple best friends.
But I just thought that was the funniest thing in the world, because they're like, if not, I think we talked about it on the Coos episode. If not like 100% happening, it's definitely in talks that they're about to have a match.
Yeah.
And they've said some really fucked up shit about Conor. And Conor is a bad dude. Like, I don't know how you can just sit there.
It was looking buddy-buddy type shit.
He was like laughing with their mom. And they were like taking pictures of Conor with their mom.
They looked like they were pre-gaming a little bit, having a few drinks probably together.
Logan leaned in and said, I'm going to beat the shit out of them, though. He did do that.
All right, but at the end of the day, I don't think they genuinely hate each other.
Probably not.
No.
I think it's all a marketing scheme.
That's just
publicity.
There's a couple, like of the YouTuber influencer boxing rivalries and shit I've seen that I really think, like, oh, okay, they don't like each other. I don't think Jake and KSI like each other.
Yeah, no.
Even though Logan, it's still so weird to me. And Logan and that Dylan Danis dude did not like each other. Dylan Danis was doing a lot of fuck shit, though. Like, said he had pictures of Logan's fiance and shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
While we're touching on Logan Paul, he's partnered with Mr. Beast for a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched the Beast Games on Prime?
I haven't tapped in at all.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
We talked about
it. Dude, it's a good show.
Is it?
Yeah. I've
seen clips.
I'm all up to date on it. I think like it's like episode 7 or 8 is coming out this Thursday, but...
One of the clips
they went from 2,000 people, they're down to like 50 people or something right now.
What is it?
It's just a game show. But like, it's the... All right, so it's the record for the most money ever given away in a game show, pretty much. Like, you know how Mr. Beast is. Like, he's always
stupid
doing the
money.
Most crazy things with money. So yeah, it started off with 2,000 people. He did a video on his YouTube before this show actually premiered. They got rid of 1,000 people in that YouTube video, and then 1,000 people made it to the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so ever since the show started, they've just been doing all these games. It's almost like a Squid Game to an extent. Like,
yeah. I think that's kind of what he was like. I don't want to say stealing from, because there's like, I mean, he's not killing people, but like, yeah. But one of the clips I saw was they had all the people lined up in a row, and he was like, if someone, like, timer runs out, I pick a random line and they're all eliminated. Or one person from that line could get 20K and take out their whole line.
Right.
Yeah.
And one guy's like, we're not doing it. Soon as that shit popped up to him, he pressed it and took the 20K. And his, like, it was like.
And everyone behind him, or everyone in that row just.
Bro, and it's not
dropped
like,
off that platform.
It's not like 6 people. Like, this was like 45, 50 people that he just was like. Sorry. I mean, I don't blame him.
Dude, there was at one point in the show, there was someone, so they had 4 different teams. They had to pick captains for each team, and they had this counter behind them of money. So it was, say, imagine like us 3 and another person standing on like this little platform.
Yeah.
And there's a button in front of us. If we hit that button, whatever the screen right here shows with the money, that's how much you get, and your whole team gets eliminated. So they had to pick someone that they trust that wouldn't hit the button. This screen got all the way up to $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
And none of the 4 people budged.
Wow.
And I was just like, dude, if that's me, like, because you got to think, only one person can win that show.
Well, bro,
right?
Like I'm gonna
you can't
go
trust anyone.
Something.
Obviously, you're going to have to pick teams and whatever during the show.
Yeah.
But, like, at the end of the day, it's you versus everyone.
That's
so, like, personally, I'm like, well, if I can eliminate these 60 people and win $1 million and still go on, even if I lose in the next round, I still walk away with 20% of the actual reward for winning the show.
Yeah.
Shit, bro. Give me $1 million, dude.
And those guys. That's why I didn't feel bad for that one dude, because everyone was like behind him, like, oh man, that's $20,000.
Right.
And like you said, there's only one winner. I'm gonna go home with something.
Yeah.
You know, especially in that scenario.
Yeah, and so after that happened, like the $1 million or whatever, I want to say like one of the captains like got knocked out in the next round. And they're like, so do you regret not taking that $1 million? And obviously for the show, they're like, no, but like, you know, deep down, oh, they're like, I'm sick.
Man, no,
he's sick about that.
Do you regret not pressing the button for $1 million and you're going home with nothing? Nah,
man,
nah.
Well, shit, he mad as hell.
Speaking of game shows, because I talked to you about this when we talked about the Beast Games, Surviving Barstool.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
I think I've heard of that.
Okay, so you know Barstool, like Barstool Sports, like Dave Portnoy. And those guys. Yeah. So they have like a bunch of talent signed, like that do podcasts and stuff all through their media company.
Right.
So Dave is a big Survivor fan, the reality show.
Mm-hmm.
So in Chicago, at their Chicago base, like the Barstool Chicago, they brought all like 40 people in, like cat, like people that are all over Barstool, whether they work there or they're on the podcast or whatever. And they all brought them in. They all played Survivor. It just finished. I just saw who the winner was. But low key, bro, it's crazier than Survivor. Because in Survivor, let's say you and me never met. I don't care if I send you home. Like, right. We've had one conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that, they're working. They're playing.
They all know each other.
People they work with. And like, people are going home and then they're in the, like, they have a jury house. And one of the guys comes home and he's like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't. And the dude was like, you're completely dead to me. And they were like friends. Like, it's wild.
Wait, what's that streaming on?
YouTube.
Oh, it's YouTube?
Yeah, they got all the episodes.
I've heard about it. My sister told me to watch it. I just haven't gotten around to it.
It's they just finished the fourth one.
Okay.
So they'll probably do a fifth one.
Are they like hour-long episodes or something?
Yeah, around that. And they usually, like, first couple episodes, like, two people will go home because they have three tribes, and the two losing tribes send people home. And then, like, as it dwindles down, they go to two. Okay. And then they go to the merge and take a bunch of people out. Yeah, it's really good. Especially, like, for me, you know I love that type of shit.
Yeah.
That's why I'll probably tap in with Beast Games eventually.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. It's cool. Yeah.
And it's also like one of those reality shows where I haven't seen any, like I've seen that, like those little clips or like that one where they're all in the room and the dude's supposed to leave, but he won't.
Yeah.
I've seen that, but like I haven't seen any spoilers. I haven't really seen anything. So like, yeah, I'll probably tap in. Plus there's so many people. So like, even if I remembered something, I'm like, I don't even know where that guy is.
So y'all into like the reality type.
I'm not super big into reality shows. I mean, it all kind of depends on what it's actually based around.
Yeah, that's more the thing.
I don't mind game shows, but like reality TV shows, like say for like a Jersey Shore, for example, that's not my cup of tea, you know?
Yeah, I feel you on that. Like,
or if my girlfriend's watching something, like I'll sit there and watch it with her, but like, it's not like I'm like fully invested
into
the show.
Exactly what show you're talking
about. There's been one show that I was like, you know what? This show's actually pretty good. Like,
what is it?
I'm not saying that on the air.
Can I say it? If I get it right, will you tell me?
Sure.
Love Island?
Yeah, it was Love Island.
I ain't gonna lie, I've been hearing people say that.
Bro,
I got invested to it. Like, I didn't know like anything really, like when we first, or when she was already watching it, and then I like joined in like watching just like here and there or whatever. And like I slowly became more invested, and like I started to understand the storyline. So I'd like be looking at her, like asking her questions, like, "Did this guy really just do this?" And I'm just like, "I don't know."
And it's like, you know, it's so weird because you're really watching like relationships blossom, and it's just entertaining. Like you see them have those conversations about how like, "Oh, I don't like when a girl does that," or "I don't like when a guy does that."
I know,
and then they do it, and it's like, "Oh shit!"
I don't know if y'all are familiar with this show, but my buddy told me he watches this with his girlfriend all the time, and he's like really invested. Like he's like. If they're out, he'll be like, babe, we got to get home to watch, it's Baddies. Do you guys know what that is?
Oh, my, bro.
D1 has.
D1 watches that?
Yeah, bro. Apparently it's like a big deal.
Yeah. Why are you shaking your head?
No, I can't, bro.
Where's
I seen that shit one time. It's just like, y'all ever seen Bad Girls Club?
Yeah. It's basically
it's
like
the
that.
Same shit.
Where is it stream on?
I don't even know. It's
like Tubi, low key. Like I think it's, I think it's
no,
like,
it's Fubo or that's what it's
that's
Fubo.
What it is.
Shit like that.
There's too many streaming services going around.
They have
man.
Baddies, isn't it of Detroit or Midwest?
I think they came to Detroit.
Yeah,
I think they have a Detroit.
Yeah, Juan and Kuz were talking about it one of the nights we were playing. But for like reality show wise, like my little sister and my mom will watch like Vanderpump Rules or Real Housewives of New Jersey or shit.
Yeah, that's what my mama used to watch. That shit heavy, bro.
For me, I like shows like Big Brother, like The Challenge, like Survivor, where like there's like you can win a lot of money, you got to win some competitions, you got to with Big Brother you have to be not only good at competition so you can try to stay safe, but you also have to have a good like social game, cuz you have to convince people to like vote on your side or vote who you want out or not use the not use something to save one of the people that could be going home. Same thing with Survivor. The only time that you can be completely alone on any of those shows and still be okay is if you win a competition, or in Survivor's case, they have like a hidden immunity idols that are just like around camp. You can play it at any time. And it's crazy because like they'll go in and vote, and let's say we're all writing your name down, and then
they're like, nope, I got my immunity.
Well, Jeff, the host, will be like, before he reads the votes, he's like, if anyone has an immunity idol, now is the time to play. Everyone already wrote your name down. So now whoever you pick is going home, even though they just have one vote.
Yeah.
That's the type of shit that I like.
The sabotage type of stuff.
Yeah, alliances.
Honestly, I prefer like cooking shows more than I do reality shows, to be honest with you. Like,
that's what I watch on TikTok.
I don't know why, bro. I like watching cooking shows like Cutthroat Kitchen.
Oh, banger. Hell's Kitchen, bro.
Banger.
Hey. Similar to like Big Brother and those, like Hell's Kitchen, for example, we watched that all the time when I was growing up. You would see like, oh fuck, they fucked up right there, like their chicken's messed up. Gordon's, you know what I mean?
It's just like when there's the competition side of it to the cooking shows, like that's what gets fun. Because I don't know if you've seen Cutthroat Kitchen, but like they do, like, so you start off with $25,000.
Is that the levels one where you go up kitchens?
No. Okay, so it's four chefs and they start with $25,000 each. And either like before they make the meal or like while they're making the meal, the host brings stuff out that you can sabotage people with. So like you might only be able to use your right hand for the last 15 minutes of like your cook time. Yeah. Or whatever. Like, I don't know. There's just like crazy sabotages that they put in there, and it just makes it interesting. So
damn, that does sound cool,
though. I also just don't watch TV though, like at all. Yeah, if I do, it's mostly sports. Like that's really what I watch.
If I'm watching something live,
on the sports side, I'm more into like combat sports.
Yeah.
Type shit. But shows I really fuck with, I fuck with more like the drama type action, like
type shit.
My favorite show is like Snowfall, Power.
I've heard a lot of good things about that show.
Snowfall, I ain't gonna lie, that's probably the best show I ever seen.
Really?
To be honest. I'm not gonna lie. At first I thought it was Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad, fire.
So good. I've still never watched Breaking Bad.
That shit fire.
I know. What? Dude, I know. I get shit from people all the time about it.
That shit crazy, bro.
I'm also more of like a movie guy than I am TV shows. Like, it's hard for me to get invested into a TV show. Like, I have to really like that first or second episode. Yeah. Like, I have to really like that in order for me to be like, all right, I'm going to give it a watch.
Yeah, but most shows, though, the first couple episodes be kind of slow. Yeah.
Right.
I feel that.
Yeah. Netflix is good at it. Netflix can really get you hooked right away.
Yeah.
Whether it was, like, you.
You and Squid. Hey, there's a season 5 coming out.
Coming.
Yeah, no.
You is insane.
You crazy.
You guys watched season 4?
Yeah.
So I watched, like, bits and pieces of it. I need to go back and watch it before I watch season 5. But, I remember the whole 1, 2, and 3. That's a really good show. I never thought I would like it. A lot of people told me like to watch it, but I was like, it kind of just seemed like a weird show to me.
I agree with the part, like, he is on some weird shit, but this shit is entertaining.
But the thing is, though,
it's gory, but like it is entertaining.
It's like
it's just
Dexter.
Like,
you're sitting there cheering for the guy. Like, you like, oh, I don't want them to find out Joe's a fucking weirdo, you know? Like, you end up cheering for Joe. He's killed like 30 people in this
show.
He's
caught a lot
of
bodies in that show, you know? I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, season 4 is crazy. It was just, like, I was mind-fucked. And that's rare that happens.
Remind me of how season 4 ends so I know what to expect for season 5. Because, like I said, I watched bits and pieces of it. It's been a
minute. So you remember he went to England?
Yeah.
And you remember that dude in his group, like, his new friend group was killing
people? Yeah. They had, like, the similar, they were, like, kind of the same, right?
What?
That dude and Joe. They were, like,
Yeah. So he goes to confront that dude finally and ties him up and I think he ends up killing him or chokes him.
The blonde hair dude, right?
The one that was, British. He was like a politician.
Yeah.
He beats him up and all that, and he's like either dead or knocked out. I think he killed him. And then all of a sudden, that dude appears next to Joe. It was all in his mind.
Oh, so he was just going crazy.
Joe was the one killing the people. So it's like, I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? Because then, like, he was getting those, like, anonymous texts and shit. I'm like, who the fuck was sending those? Was that you?
He thought
it was the girl, right?
Yeah, he thought it was the girl. That he was seeing. It was all in his head.
Yeah.
Wait, the girl from England or the one that he followed to England?
The white one.
Okay. Yeah. The girl with, like, the little mole or whatever. Because didn't he
follow the light skin one too?
Yeah.
But he thought the one that was texting him was his last.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. The girl he had the
love.
Kid. Yeah, her.
Love.
Oh, right.
She died. Yeah. He didn't know for sure.
Oh, in the fire.
Yeah.
Right.
All his toes. He cut off his toes right before that.
It's all coming back to me right now.
I think she might be coming back next season. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think she did either.
Didn't she come back in season 4 for a second?
But it was like in his.
It was just in his mind.
Like he was freaking out.
See, maybe I wasn't. I didn't like wrap that concept around that. I think it was all in his head when I was watching season 4. Yeah. So, all right, that makes a lot more sense now that you say it like that.
I always thought because like even after like season 2, even after Love's brother dies, I was sitting there like. Okay, how are they gonna, like, is he just gonna end up going to jail? Is that gonna be the ending? I thought it'd be cool if someone from the past came back and got him. Like,
killed him?
Yeah, like, you remember that, the tan girl with black hair that Love kills that's in the box that he, like, Joe kidnapped?
Yeah, I think so.
Her little sister was Jenny Ortega.
Yeah.
What if she pulls up?
I'm trying to see that, too.
I thought he killed her.
He gave her money and, like, said leave.
Oh, but he killed Jenna Ortega's character, right?
That's what I'm talking about. No, she left.
Right. Okay, his sister's the one that she killed.
Love killed, yes.
Love killed. Okay,
Joe didn't kill her. He thought he didn't. He was like, there's no way I would have killed her because I promised I would let her out.
Yeah.
And Love had, like, followed him and saw where he went and saw her and was like, oh.
Yep, I do.
And then Joe got the ick for Love, and then he found out she was pregnant, and he was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That first season still will never be touched.
That is a good show.
Yeah, bitch was fire.
Guinevere Beck. Such a good show.
It was fire.
I like those, like, the docuseries. Mm. Like, Winning Time, the Lakers show they did was awesome. The Aaron Hernandez show they just did was fucking awesome.
Oh, I'm glad you just said that. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
They made the actual series out of it. The one that I saw a viral clip of it. It was Gronk.
Yes, Gronk's in the locker. That's from that show.
Dude, that shit had me cracking up, bro.
I found out from Gronk, like, watching a show, that's his stunt double. When he does
stuff. Really?
Yeah, that's the same guy.
Oh, wow.
Spot on, though. That laugh.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. Yeah,
you watched it?
Hell yeah. I watched the Netflix documentary first.
The three part. That's how I got hip to, like, what was going on. Yeah. It makes you.
Lie. It's something off.
I feel bad for him. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't think bro unloved himself.
But you don't think he killed himself? No.
No, bro.
That's bold. Cause didn't they find him like hanging?
Didn't they find Jeffrey Epstein hanging?
That is also true.
But no, he was about to get out, though. He was about to get out.
Yeah, it was weird. Mm. He had the first trial where he's found guilty. And then the second trial, he got the same lawyer that got Casey Anthony out. Do you remember that?
I think.
We'll talk about that for another podcast. Jesus. Do you know, you're not hip to the Casey Anthony either?
Nah.
Oh, my God. People said it was a white people's OJ. That's what they called it.
What the hell?
Oh, crazy. It was about... A mom, she killed her daughter and said her daughter was missing and lied about it and got caught and somehow she got off. Like, it's like I remember my mom watching it and being like, because, like, how did she not go to jail?
Right.
So she got off. He's a good lawyer. So the second one, Aaron gets off, and it's weird because after the first one, when he's found convicted of murder, stone face, and then when he's found guilty, he's sobbing. And, like, just bawling, turning around at his fiance and his kid, telling him, I love you and stuff. And a lot of people think it's, like, he already knew that he was going to do something to himself. But the rumor is, after that, he was in jail, and an inmate was listening to the radio,
and the radio said that Aaron was gay. Like, said, like, there was a rumor that Aaron had been fucking dude or something.
Yeah.
So then the inmates go to Aaron, like, I knew you were gay. And then Aaron's, like, freaking out, like, because that's his whole thing. He wanted to keep that in his whole life. And then the way they did it in the show was awesome. Yeah. The way they ended it was great, because they had him, like, talk to his dad that had passed away and stuff. It was cool. But I think that's what it was. Like, he couldn't take the fact that that was out there.
But just, look, though, they said in the documentary, they said he wrote, like, a Bible scripture on his forehead.
Yeah.
And then killed himself before that. And then they looked at his brain. They tried to blame it on the CTE. I'm like, bro, nah, bro.
Well, his brain was messed up.
People talked to him like it was people, like his family, players.
The lawyer. Yeah, talked to him. Well,
they said he was in good spirits.
Yeah, well, with CTE, they can't detect that until after someone's passed. That's so true. When you're living, you don't know if you have CTE.
Yeah, that's what they did.
There's just not enough data and evidence.
I also heard,
CTE to, like,
I don't mean to cut you up, Buffalo. No, you're good. I also heard that it was like the chubby white guy that's in the doc. He was like, went to jail. He was in jail with Aaron briefly. Uh-huh. And they talk about a conversation they have one night where so the way it was worked, all their money was going towards getting Aaron out. So like his fiance and his kid were running out of money. So when you're still on trial for a case and you die, immediately you are assumed as not guilty. So Aaron's case, they were trying to do an appeal for the first case, and then he killed himself. So he was found not guilty. And then all that money that they were putting into the case all goes back to the family.
Okay.
So there was a rumor that Aaron and him had that conversation, and it kind of made Aaron like, oh, like I could bite the bullet and my family's good.
Yeah,
kind
I heard
of thing.
About that.
I've heard that. Yeah. That's another thing. Mm. But I think he was probably a gay dude, one. Or
you think he was gay for real, bro?
It might have been one of those things where like he was taken advantage of when he was younger and he never like,
right.
Like he just thought that's like what he liked now because he was so fucked up. Maybe. I don't know. Or it's one of the two, you know? But like he was like hooking up with his quarterback like in high school, like, and keeping it low key.
Yeah.
Some wild shit.
Crazy.
We just touched on so much entertainment and all that stuff. Last thing about entertainment, I was going to see if you guys have watched the season 2 of Squid Game.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, I'm on episode 4 or 5.
Oh, we can't say anything. It's awesome, though. It was
Good. What's like the last thing that's happened when you were watching it?
They just got out of the no, they about to start the second game.
Okay. Oh, you got a lot left then. You got a lot left then.
Yeah, they about to start the second game. I just got past the where they was voting.
After the first game. Yeah, fuck. Oh yeah, you're in for it.
Yeah, you got a lot coming.
I talked to my mom about this actually. I talked to my mom about this after the first season of Squid Games. It's so weird because me watching shows, I get attached to these characters. Like Grey's Anatomy, for example, when one of the characters died, I was like, fuck, bro, I really liked that dude. And then a girl died right after that. I was like, oh my God, like I loved her. With Squid Games, you get attached to those characters, but by the end of it, you probably only get like 1 or 2, 3, maybe. Right. Mm-hmm. Like the dude that he knew with the glasses died in the first season. The girl that they were close with died. The Indian guy died. Like even the old guy.
Yeah.
You thought he was already dead, but he ended up being the one. And they don't even have him in it this time because he got convicted of something.
Yeah.
Like something.
Yeah,
like,
I do remember that. Like in real life.
Like right after. He had just blown up at 97.
He probably got that money and was going to live his best life.
That girl was sitting at home just trying to watch Squid Game. She's like, that's that motherfucker. You know?
That's funny.
Oh, man. Not really. But but no, yeah.
If you like Grey's, you'd like The Resident.
Resident's good.
Oh, you've watched that?
Bits and Pieces.
Okay. Yeah.
Another show, though, that's underrated is Otis Hill's Vampire Diaries.
I never got into the Vampire
Diaries.
My little
sister loves it.
Like, she always, I don't mean to say it like that, but that's just like, that's the first person I think of when you say that. She always told me to watch it.
I didn't think I was going to like it because I knew my cousin, she liked it. I thought the show was really for girls. Like, yeah. It's really on some Twilight shit.
Type shit. Did you watch, have you seen all the Twilights?
Yeah, fire.
Really? Crazy. I haven't seen one.
Really?
Like,
I watched the first one.
It's more romantic than violence, but them fight scenes crazy.
I watched it when it, like, first came out way back in the day, the first one. I've never watched, like, any of the other ones, but what's coming up in the schedule for you other than this project dropping on the 25th? What do you plan on doing in 2025?
Promo, straight promo, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'm trying to build that fan base up.
You put out what? How many videos did you put out last year?
Yeah, I just put out 4. I got 4 videos out.
Yeah, I was gonna say you had some hard visuals for your stuff too.
Yeah. Going crazy. Whole camp going crazy. About to go crazy with the visuals and shit.
You be doing a lot of shows too, don't you?
Yeah, you have been getting out there.
Yeah,
more
at the Crowd Freak, Crowd Freak events at Detroit.
Wait, so you don't know Jet?
Might have met Jet?
I was gonna say
that's what I was just thinking.
Yeah. If you're doing Crowd Freak events, you probably know who Jet is.
I might. I got to see
pictures. If you saw a picture of him, you would.
Yeah, I seen, bro. Yeah. I seen, bro. I was like, ain't that, bro, from here?
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I seen him.
You got any upcoming shows?
No. I'll probably get on another Crowd Freak event or something. But I'm just really stay promo and working on my craft because I'm trying to get better, switch up the flow, switch up, you know, some shit. So I've been real beat heavy, listening to different beats and shit.
You got to blow up, bro. Like, you got to.
I'm trying to, bro. My hunger with this shit different. Like, I be studying this shit.
You can hear it.
That's the thing.
Like, you can hear it when he's rapping, bro.
Yeah, bro.
What's that one on the EP? Nightmare Part 2?
Yeah.
Wild. That bitch is hard as fuck.
Good looking.
I was curious because you said you want to switch up your sound and, you know, you've been exploring other beats because usually you're on that scary, like, gory, dark type of vibe.
Yeah, I would not necessarily, like, switch up the sound, but, like, perfect it.
Okay.
You know, if that makes sense. Like, I'm trying to perfect this shit. Like, I can, like, I don't know, like, not open some shit with it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and come better on the word plays and shit like that.
And you say you study it. What do you mean? Like, what's some advice you could drop to some people?
I'd be, like, watching other artists, like, studio sessions, interviews, performances.
Just seeing how they work.
Like that, seeing how the industry be moving and shit like that.
I got you. Shit, you got any shout-outs before we get off of here?
It's the whole camp, man. Whole Maccabees. We finna turn up the whole year. We got some shit on the way for sure.
Hell yeah, for I'm excited to see it, excited to hear it. You got anything? Anything else you want to touch on?
It's more music on the way.
More music on the way.
That's what you like to hear.
Links will be in the description. Check it out.
Hell yeah.
You got anything?
Nah, it was a good episode.
Yeah, this was a good episode.
Gotta do everybody on this bitch.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Tying everybody on this
bitch. Yeah. We need to get more mics.
Yeah.
How many people would be in here?
It would be,
from the artist standpoint, probably like 5 or 6.
It would be you. I can definitely name 4. You.
Yeah.
Eton.
Right.
Tez.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting bro's name.
J and D?
No, he has a...
Haran.
Huh?
Haran.
And I think I know...
He be in here recording. Yeah Chance has told me about him a few times.
Cool.
Yeah.
Those are the 4 I knew for sure. Were Tez, you,
and then one y'all haven't met is, shout out my nigga Corey. And then you met, I think I met J and D.
Met Corey.
I think I might have.
Has he been up here?
Yeah, he was up here. He just ain't recording on.
And I think we might have been watching Raw when he was up here. Low key.
Tell them to reach out. We'll get him on the pod.
Yeah, facts.
Happily take him on here.
Get Eton on too soon.
Yeah, so we've been trying.
We have tried. But it would be cool to get all of them on. Like, I feel like that'd be fun.
That'd be a fun episode.
Yeah,
so.
All right. Well, with that being said, like, comment, subscribe. You got anything?
Nah.
All right.
Great episode.
Appreciate you coming on.
Sir.
For real.
We'll get in the lab soon.
Yeah, facts.
So. I've been a busy man, and I've been wanting to get in the studio with you, so we can figure something out.
For sure, so.
All right. Like, comment, subscribe. Links will be in the description. Go stream his music. Project out now. And see you guys next Sunday. Peace out.